Good morning. Tradition tells us that Mary Magdalene was possessed, and the scriptures have Jesus curing her of this demonic possession. And once she is freed from that attachment to evil, she immediately becomes a disciple of Jesus. She's one of the ones standing at the cross during the crucifixion. We just heard from the Gospel of John, but in the Gospel of Mark, she's the first one to see the risen Lord. And as we also hear in this gospel, she's the one that gets the report that Christ indeed has risen. That's what happens when we're freed from evil. When we are detached from evil, the only thing that is in our hearts and our minds is Christ. Our first reading today is from the Song of Songs. If you're familiar with the Song of Songs, it's a beautiful book of the Old Testament. It's somewhat poetic, but it's really about the relationship between our souls and between God. It's like a love relationship. It sounds like a married couple when you read the whole book of Song of Songs, but it's really about the theological relationship between our souls and God. The devil doesn't want that. The devil wants disruption between us and God. And so Mary Magdalene, who is possessed, is now free of that, and now only on her heart and mind is Jesus. So this morning, as we celebrate this Mass, we might be praying for whatever attachment. It might be a thought. It might be something in our lifestyle where evil is present. Praying that the Eucharist that we celebrate might provide us the grace to detach ourselves from that evil so that we Christians can proclaim the good news of Jesus' resurrection. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us.